The things you are about to hear may be offensive to your ears, and parental discretion is advised. If you are already a parent, advise yourself. Enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for joining us here at the Random Bush Show. I'm Sean Random. I co-host this show with Andrew Bushwitz, and we are so happy that you've tuned in to listen to this little adventure of ours. So, without further ado, let's get right into it.
Today's episode is brought to you by Silver Bullets. Hey, how did we kill werewolves before Silver Bullets? I guess we were just stuck with a bunch of werewolves.
Vampires can't walk in anywhere. You got to invite them.
I know. That's why they can't come in. That's what I was going to say.
I don't understand that rule. I don't understand who came up with that rule that vampires can't do that. No. Like, they're like, this is the things we're going to do, guys. Suck blood and don't go into people's houses unless people are like, come on in.
Wasn't a thing that...
Didn't Dracula break and enter all the time? Wasn't he always doing that shit?
Yeah.
He came in through the window.
He was like
bullshit.
A rapist.
Yeah. Dracula is like the original vampire, right?
Well...
So who came in with that shit?
I don't know.
I'm coming in here. I'm going to suck your blood without your permission. Is that why it is? Who came up with the whole thing where, as a vampire, you have to be invited?
I don't know.
I don't think that's true. I don't think it's a true thing.
I have no
idea.
We
need to get a vampire in here and ask him.
Oh,
that's what
no.
we need to do. We need a vampire.
The last thing
we'll,
we need.
We'll do this at night, and I don't know. We'll have some...
The last thing we
usually
need is
have
some
Pepsi.
Emo kid in here.
I want him to be a real vampire. I want him to prove it. We'll get some blood, and we'll be like, before we start the show, you have to drink this to prove you're a real vampire.
But what if
and they'll be like, holy shit, is this real fucking blood? And we'll be like, yes,
yeah,
it's real
it's
blood.
It's blood, of course.
It's real. Yes, you're
what
a vampire.
What are you freaking out about? You're a vampire.
Yeah, you drink this shit all the time.
You're
like,
thousands of years old. You've never seen blood before?
Yeah, here, check it out. Sean and I will eat human food. I'll have a pizza. And we'll all eat together.
I thought you were going to go, here, we're going to have some. I was like, whoa, wait a minute.
No, we're going to all have a meal together. He's a vampire. He's going to drink
his
blood.
We got you some blood.
We're going to have our pizza and our Pepsi, and it'll be all fine. Like,
a good time
we'll
have
out. We'll just tell him, listen, don't eat before you come. We're going to make you a meal, and we're just going to have blood. And that way, if he doesn't drink the blood, then he's not a vampire.
I think pizza would be a bad idea because there's garlic on pizza, and it might be in the air.
Okay, all right, fine. We'll get some ramen noodles or something.
All right, we'll work it out.
I don't know.
Come up with something for us.
That's why Italians don't have any vampires. Did you know that?
What?
Italians don't have vampires.
Seriously?
Yes, because their whole country's covered in garlic. They put garlic on all of their food.
That is a good point, actually.
Italians don't have vampires.
There is a lot of garlic in Italian cooking. I wonder if vampires, like, go to Italy and be like, oh, no, we gotta get the fuck out of here.
Like, oh, this is not a good place to be. I don't like it.
Let's go back to Romania where there is no garlic.
Romania. That's what the fuck accent is this? I can't even do it.
Romanian?
Let's go back to Romania. I sound Jamaican. Let's
hey,
go
monk.
Back to Romania. Ah.
One bad accent. Two bad accents.
And now, random thoughts.
Regardless of the image or wording, a face tattoo sends two very clear messages. A, I'm self-employed. And B, I have no idea what self-employed means.
Supposed to put any of this together. I mean,
come on.
Hello?
Can someone please help?
I think I'm on drugs.
Drugs.
thoughts from the bush.
I care so much. I always put my cart back when I'm done shopping. But you know what? Where the fuck is my parade?
Test on our friendship. All right, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Uh-huh. You're snug in your bed. You're all comfortable. Yes. You've been asleep for a couple of hours. There's a knock on your door. You come to the door. It's me. I look really haggard. Something's wrong. You can tell by the look on my face. There's something wrong. All right, my clothes are all messed up. You open the door. Sean, what's wrong? And I go, Andrew, I need you to be my best friend right now. Okay, here's what's going on. There's a dead guy in my trunk, and we need to bury this body.
Oh, God.
I'm freaking out, Andrew.
Can I ask questions?
Time out.
Who is this guy?
My landlord.
Your landlord?
Yeah, it's really complicated.
Did you kill this person?
Okay, look, I accidentally killed this person. Like, Let me get my shoes on. Yeah, I don't. I'm freaking out.
Right,
I don't.
Get
I
in
just.
The car
I,
right now?
This happened. I'll tell you what happened. And I just. I put him in the trunk. And I came. I came here. I didn't know what else to do.
Why did you come here?
I can't.
Why are you making me an accessory? Now I have to testify against you.
I don't want you to do that. I need you,
Sean.
No. I need you to help me bury this body. We need to make this disappear. This has to disappear.
Why me?
I didn't kill the guy.
Okay.
It's not like I was like, I'm going to kill this guy.
Let's go to the police then. Can we just go to the police?
Well, it's a thing. It's a situation, a circumstance where it kind of looks like maybe I killed this guy.
What do you mean? Killed this guy. Did you? You didn't do it though,
no,
right?
I did not kill this guy.
Uh-huh.
I did not kill this guy. Here's what happened. He's kind of a dick.
Oh!
Okay, no, hold on. I just want to say,
he's dead! You can't talk bad about dead people, Sean!
Okay, when he was alive, he was kind of a dick.
Yeah, fine.
All right, so, he's always running these weird scams on me. He's always trying to get me to pay rent a couple of weeks early. And he's got, some kind of drug problem or something. I don't know what
it is.
So
you killed him?
No, not like that. So... last month, he came over about mid-month, and he was, trying to get me to give him the rent for this month, last month, right? And he's a cool enough guy. We got along on a friendly level, and he hadn't gotten too weird on me yet at this point. So I said, okay, all right, this is next month's rent. And then he shows up today, it's the first, and he's like, yo, bro, I need this month's rent. And I'm like, I gave it to you 2 weeks ago. And he was like, no, that was last month's rent. I was behind, and I'm not. So this creates a little bit of friction. And I'm like, bro, I don't have any more money. I gave you all my money. I already gave you this month's rent. I'm good. He's like, no, I'm kicking you out. If you don't have rent, you got to go. And I'm like, I can't move, right? So he calls the police, right? And they come down, and I talk to the police. I tell him my story. He tells him his story. So there's a record that this situation.
Oh,
and while
God.
The police were there, he got a little heated, and he said some pretty awful stuff. And so I got a little heated. I said some pretty awful stuff. During I might have been like, I'll fucking kill you, man. Fuck you, stupid drug addict. You know, because he's trying to kick me out of my house. And I spoke out of turn. I was totally, it was in the heat of the moment. I shouldn't have said that. That happened while the cops were there. All right, cops leave. They're like, okay, we'll just get this all worked out. You stay here. Sir, you can't kick him out. You have to at least issue 30 days. Da, 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 da. I don't know if he paid his rent or not, but that's the law. Okay, that's what the cops say.
Okay.
So he can't kick me out. So a couple hours pass. It's dark now. I hear somebody fiddling with the door. Come to the door, and it's him. And he's clearly drugged out of his mind. And he sees me looking at him through the window, and he screams, I'm coming in. I'm going to fucking kill you, right? He's got this gun, and he's waving it around. Now, here's what happens. He kicks open the door. He comes in, right? I see him coming, so I just grab a chair and I hit him with the chair.
Oh, God, Sean.
It happened so fast.
Come on.
He was attacking me. Then he falls down, right? The chair breaks, and he had the gun in his hand, and he just shot himself with the gun. Okay, do you see what happened?
Yes.
All right, so now he's dead. I'm standing there what the fuck?
Did you touch the gun?
This all took place in like 30 seconds, maybe.
But did you touch the gun? Okay, where's the gun? Where's the gun, Sean?
In the moment of...
Oh, God. You don't even know where it is.
No, I know where the gun is. It's in the trunk. with him.
No,
okay, but here's the thing. I picked it up and put it in the trunk with him.
Yeah.
It was all just happened so fast. I didn't even...
You touched the gun? Your fingerprints are all over it.
I know. I
keep your voice down. My roommates are asleep.
That's why we have to bury the body. Okay, look, I understand what... Okay, look, this dude killed himself in the process of trying
you
to hurt
him with
me.
A chair.
He's totally in the wrong in this situation. God. I did hit him with a chair, but that was him attacking me. It all happened so fast. I'm not a violent person. I was scared. He was coming into the house. He's clearly out of his mind. He's got a gun. He was waving the gun at me. He's screaming he's going to kill me. He kicks in the door. This is a very big man. I'm big, but I'm not, like, big. This guy is big, right? Okay, so clearly out of his mind. He's running at me. I just grabbed the chair and swung it. It was a defense mechanism. I didn't think I was so good with a chair. Who's to know I could fight with a chair so well? It was like I took lessons. I swung this chair. I wish you could have seen it. I was actually kind of proud. That's not the point. So the chair hits. He shoots himself in the fall. And now, okay, I'm standing there and I'm thinking... Obviously, the cops are going to come and they're going to think that I killed this guy. I was screaming, I'm going to kill this guy earlier today in front of the cops. And now he is. He's sitting there. He's dead, right? I shouldn't have touched the gun. You're right. I shouldn't have.
No, you shouldn't have touched the gun.
But.
Shouldn't hit him with a chair.
I should just let him shoot me.
I don't know what to do. Now you're coming over here. I don't know what you're going to do.
Well, no, here's the thing. Okay, so I hear the neighbor next door. It's like a half house.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
So I hear the neighbor right after the gunshot. He's like, whoa, what's going on, right? So I immediately close the door, and he comes right to me, and he knocks on the door. And he's like, hey, what's going on in there? And I'm like, I dropped some pots. And he's like, oh, okay. But he's super fucking nosy. I don't know what he saw. I think he saw something, though, because his eyes got all big, and he got all weird, and he got all quiet. He was like, he's asking a lot of questions. He's like, I don't know, it sounded like a gunshot to me, and I heard some screaming and yelling. What's going on? Was that the landlord? And I was just like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. He's like trying to peek around me, and I'm obviously like, trying to keep the door half shut, but this guy's being such a jerk. So he's hip to it, right? He's hip to me, and I get him to go away. Now I'm like, I'm freaking out. I got to get rid of this body. Right. The neighbors call on the cops. They're going to think that I killed him. So I pick up the body, and I put him in the trunk, and I grab the gun, and I put that in the trunk, and I grab a towel, and I wipe up. It really wasn't a lot of blood. It was surprising how little blood there was.
Kind of interesting.
It was really easy, quick up.
Most of the time that it's a lot.
But I had a little spray bottle of bleach water. It was right under the sink. I just one swipe with the blood, and that was pretty much gone.
Did you make sure that he's dead?
Oh, no, he's dead.
Oh, okay.
Come on, look at my trunk, man.
I don't want to look at it. I don't want to look at it. I don't want to see it.
Oh, you're going to have to see this.
Can you, like, wrap his head up with the towel? Was that the only place?
No. He's all wrapped up in the...
Yeah, we'll move it. I know from Pulp Fiction and stuff that we need to find a cleaner, like someone who can just get rid of this. Or are you saying I'm the cleaner? Are you asking me to be a cleaner, Sean?
Yeah, man. We will share that. Well, this is a DIY bury a body situation. We are the cleaners.
You need, I don't know. I have dish soap. Will the dish soap? The dish soap won't dissolve the body. It does kill 99%.
Oh, wait, you
want to
dissolve the body?
Yeah, shouldn't we have to do that? Isn't that the way that you do it? And then you go and you...
I thought we'd just drive out someplace.
To the desert? No. There'd be cops. We don't want to drive anywhere at this time of night.
Cars are driving all over. Do you know how long it's going to take to dissolve a body?
With that body in the trunk? I know. If we get pulled over, the first thing I'm going to say is there's a body in the trunk.
Why would you say that?
Because they're asking questions and they're pointing that little flashlight.
Why are we even going to get pulled over?
I don't know. Maybe we're driving a little bit drunk because I want to drink.
Okay, no. Okay, you go ahead and have a drink. I will drive.
I'm going to get drunk. Oh, God.
All right, just relax.
All right, I'm drinking it.
Okay, slow down. Take a breath. All right, now, this is what I'm thinking.
Okay.
He's already in my trunk. There's no need to transfer the body.
Oh.
I just need you to help me bear. Do you have any, like, shovels here or anything?
I have, like, they're sand shovels. Like, for the beach. Like a sand shovel.
Do you think maybe we should go to, like, the hardware store?
The hardware store.
I mean, I don't want to be like...
The hardware store's open at 2 o'clock in the morning, Sean.
That's true.
I mean, I have a... You know what? We could go to the studio. They have shovels.
All right. So we'll go to the studio.
We'll go and grab a couple shovels. Go in there. Oh, they have cameras.
That'll leave
they
a record, too, of us beeping ourselves.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
Could we make it... What if we made it look like we decided to pull off a midnight shoot? Like, we'll go to the studio and we'll grab a bunch of equipment. It will happen to grab a couple shovels because we might have to clear some sand out of our way.
Right.
Or set some lights or something.
They'll have my car. They'll know my car and stuff too. Or we'll drive your car.
That's fine. We're going on a shoot. No, we'll take my car.
Okay. Okay.
All right. We can't put anything in the trunk though. The trunk's full.
Oh, the trunk's full.
We'll have to put all this in the back seat.
Okay.
All right. And we'll just be like, yeah, we're going on this shoot. It's a scene for this mob movie that we're doing where they're burying a body in the desert.
Okay. You want to bury the body?
Oh, yeah, we got to bury this body.
Well, where?
I don't know. That's why I came to you, man.
Like what? Like out in the desert or maybe in the ocean?
It'll wash up in the ocean.
Yeah, wash up in the ocean.
Then we gotta get a boat.
I still think we should dissolve it.
Yeah, but that's gonna take a really long time.
No.
We're just gonna put the body in your bathtub and like we gotta get some acid or something.
No, you need to use polyurethane number 6.
Wow, you're really
versed
in this.
Lots of movies, my friend.
Glad I came to you.
Lots of movies.
You're prepared for this situation.
There. What you do is you get a bunch of salt, not sodium chloride, but potassium chloride. That's the very key ingredient. They use that in like water softeners and stuff.
All right.
Potassium chloride and ice.
Should we be teaching our listeners how to do this?
No, wait.
They watch movies.
Hold on.
They know how to do this.
Hold on. That is not correct.
Oh, isn't it?
No, actually, nothing that I said is correct.
These are just things that I'm just saying.
Oh,
I really don't know.
You're sitting here going, geez, Andrew, oh my God.
I was like, holy shit, have you done this before? I'm glad I came to you.
I was literally making a joke about how I hope that there's some chemist listening going, that would do nothing.
You say Lysol?
All the people. Hopefully, no one actually kills someone and goes, okay, we need water softener.
We're
going to
get a
blue
bucket. And I guess we'll put the body in the 50 gallon bucket and we'll fill it with bleach and we'll just wait for a while.
Technically, shouldn't we like burn it? Maybe we'll go out to the desert and burn it.
Okay. Yeah. Now you have an idea.
Yeah.
We could just go out to Joshua Tree. There's nobody fucking out there. There's miles. Okay.
But I need to be back by like 7 o'clock.
In the morning?
Yeah, in the morning. So that no one knows.
How long does it take to burn a body?
I don't know.
How long does it take to get out there?
How do you accelerate burning a body?
I don't think you're gonna be back by 7 o'clock.
Okay, okay. So let's get in the car.
We're gonna have to get there's nothing out there. Like it's the desert. So we're gonna have to pre-think this. We gotta take wood.
Uh-huh.
And like gas.
Ooh, you want to build him a pyre?
Well, no, not anything fancy or nothing.
Like a Valhalla. Ooh, that's all right. We gotta go to the hardware store, buy a bow and an arrow, and we'll go and we'll build the pyre and we'll douse the whole thing in gasoline, and I'll shoot the bow and arrow at him, right?
No, it has to be a little more ceremonial.
No,
this isn't a ceremony. We're just getting rid of the evidence.
Wait a second.
Do you think I should move?
Yes. Definitely.
Well, like, my landlord's he's not a problem anymore.
I don't know what we got to do, but we got to make sure your neighbor...
Your neighbor didn't
follow you.
I don't think so. He was...
What does your neighbor drive?
A big red van.
Okay. Well, all right. Okay. Looking around, I don't see a big red van.
He was, like... Okay, like there was a little part of the story that I didn't tell. Like when I was putting the body in the trunk, the neighbor came out like from the back door.
Oh God!
And he was being all questioning, but I don't think he was like he didn't figure it out.
Wait, is that it right there?
Oh shit, that does look a lot like his van.
Why is he here? All
right, man, just be cool. Just be cool. It's probably not even his van. Have you ever seen a van like that around?
Well, it's parked.
Why would he be all the way down here?
I don't know.
That's
ridiculous. I don't know this neighborhood. I don't know. I mean, I live here, but I don't like red vans.
Okay,
like
I'm freaking out. Let's get in the car and let's go get some shovels.
Okay, all right. We'll go get our shovels. We're taking. Should we drive separately, or should I do shotgun with you or something?
Yeah, no, you ride with me.
All right. I'm also feeling a little bit peckish. Do you know if like In-N-Out serves?
Oh, they're
later?
Open all night. We could definitely stop.
We should swing by and do that before.
No, I could totally go for like a double.
Oh
absolutely.
My God! Yeah.
I'm gonna get a chocolate shake,
dude. I was thinking strawberry. But chocolate sounds good too. We do a mix strawberry chocolate, like chocolate covered strawberry. That'd be perfect. All right. Okay, all right, let's get
we'll hit that. We'll get the food, mm-hmm. and then we'll go. Oh shit, we gotta bury a body.
Oh,
I forgot all about that.
Hey there, listener. I just wanted to take a quick moment to just ask you, could you tell your friends about this show? Could you just do me a favor and jump on social media? Not now, but when you get a chance, and just go, hey guys, I found this great new show. I really enjoy it, and I think you'd like it too. If you could do that, that would mean the world to me. It would be so huge. Thank you so much.
With another fantastic Random Bush show. Hey, I hope that you guys really, really, really enjoyed it. If you did enjoy it, do us a favor, go on to our Twitter, give us a comment, leave us a little bit of feedback. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you guys next week, or you'll hear us next week, actually. So from our mobile podcasting studio right here in Anaheim, California, this has been the Random Bush Show.